Hello, my name is Thomas Fisk, Socialist Workers' Party candidate for governor. Working people sense that something is very wrong in 1998. We know firsthand about the massive increase in low-paid temporary and part-time jobs, even during the period of economic recovery. We know about the lengthening of the work week and hear the politicians preach about spending more time with our families. We know that working farmers in Minnesota can't receive a price for any of their crops that covers the cost of production. Tens of millions of workers in Asia and in Europe have been laid off from their jobs. Now something is being done about the situation. Working people in Minnesota, like working people across the United States and around the world, are stepping up our resistance to the employers' attacks on our wages, rights, and living conditions. From the unionists at Northwest Airlines to the workers at US West, the labor movement in Minnesota is beginning to respond. A number of important labor battles have occurred elsewhere: strikes by auto workers in Michigan, transit workers in Philadelphia, McDonald's workers in Cleveland, airline pilots in France. There is a new sentiment that the sacrifices demanded by the employing class are intolerable. This sentiment is reflected in other fights, such as the campaign to defend bilingual education in California, the resurgent struggle for Puerto Rican independence, the growing number of fightbacks against cop brutality and demonstrations to defend affirmative action, the demonstrations by the Hmong against KQRS racism. The resistance that is accelerating among working people around the world comes as a rejection of the attacks that have been imposed on us for many years. The attacks have resulted in a growing disparity between record corporate profits and executive salaries at one end of the social scale and growing impoverishment and misery at the other. Real wages for workers continue to decline. Gains previously won by blacks, Chicanos, and other oppressed nationalities and women are increasingly under attack. The ruling rich carry out attacks on working people in other countries, similar to the attacks they do on working people here, through means such as the foreign debt, unequal trade, and military threats and interventions. In the new struggles, working people are beginning to learn that by acting together, we have social power. We are beginning to discover that we have common class interests and the value of solidarity. The Socialist Workers Campaign and its youth supporters, the Young Socialists, are part of this developing fight back. We campaign to help organize and mobilize working people and all those struggling for social justice to use effectively our numbers, our role in the economy, and our capacities for political thought and solidarity. We speak for the interests of working people and all the oppressed. We urge working people to reject the reactionary nationalism of the U.S. rulers, which holds that working people in the United States have a common national interest with the wealthy U.S. rulers. Most importantly, our campaign points the way forward towards the organization of working people's political energies into an effective force independent of the Democratic, Republican, or any other capitalist political party. We explain that it is along this road that working people can prepare our class and its allies to take on and defeat even sharper attacks the capitalist rulers are preparing for us, disarm the ruling class, and replace their government with a government of our own. The Socialist Workers' candidates offer a political program around which working people can defend our own class interests and those of other toilers. Defend the right to a job, for a sliding scale of hours and wages, for a shorter work week with no cut in pay, for a massive public works program. Defend Social Security, increase unemployment insurance, workmen's compensation, and public relief programs. Defend and extend affirmative action, for a substantial increase in the minimum wage, union wages for all. Desegregate the schools, defend and extend bilingual education, defend public education, no vouchers. Defend Native American treaty rights. Stop police brutality. Bring guilty cops to justice. Abolish the death penalty. Defend women's rights. Abortion is a woman's right to choose. Equal rights for gays and lesbians. End farm foreclosures. For a moratorium on farm foreclosures. For a guaranteed market for farmers' products that ensures a living income. Equal rights for immigrants. Stop the deportations. Independence for Puerto Rico. Cancel the third world debt burden on working people. No NATO troops to Kosovo. U.S. troops out of the Arab-Persian Gulf, U.N. inspectors out of Iraq, U.S. forces out of Yugoslavia, no to the expansion of NATO, U.S. hands off Cuba, end the U.S. embargo and travel ban, repeal the Helms-Burton law. For a workers' and farmers' government in the United States, the current government represents the wealthy capitalist rulers. Working people need our own government. Such a government would end capitalist rule. In doing so, it would disarm the imperialist war makers, make governmental decisions in the interests of working people, and begin to build socialism shoulder to shoulder with working people around the world. For further information about our campaign or its youth supporters, the Young Socialists, or to volunteer, please call 651-645-1674. That number again is 651-645-1674. Thank you for your consideration. My name again is Thomas Fisk, the Socialist Workers' Party candidate for governor.